This is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United Nations Security Council is expected to support new sanctions on North Korea. The sanctions are in response to its latest nuclear bomb and ballistic missile tests. A resolution drafted by the United States and introduced last Thursday calls for a total arms embargo on North Korea, a mandatory inspection of all cargo in and out of the country, and a halt to the import of any products that could be used for military purposes. The United Nations Refugee Agency is warning Europe its refugee crisis is worsening as tens of thousands of people have become stranded in Greece. Henry Ridgewell has more.
Hundreds of migrants continue to arrive by the hour at the Greece-Macedonia border. Aid agencies estimate more than 8,000 people are camped at the frontier. Greek authorities are building bigger camps away from the border, but the migrants are determined to press on toward Western Europe, and the pressure is building. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says the cessation of hostilities in his country offers a glimmer of hope. In a German television interview, Mr. Assad said his government will do its part to make the truce work. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry called the next few days critical in building momentum toward the goal of de-escalating the Syrian conflict. A suspected Islamic radical appeared before an international criminal court Tuesday to answer charges that he helped destroy historic religious shrines in the Malian city of Timbuktu. Ahmad Al-Faqi Al-Mahdi spoke only briefly during a pre-trial hearing in The Hague. He is accused of organizing the destruction of 14 mausoleums as well as a mosque. This is VOA News. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are set to strengthen their grips on their party's nominations for president Tuesday. The polls are closing in 12 states participating in the crucial Super Tuesday nominating contest. Candidate Trump spoke to supporters in Kentucky.
We won New Hampshire, by the way. We won South Carolina. We won everything. We won Nevada. We won Nevada. I think we're going to have a good night tonight. Are we going home to watch television? I think we're going to have a good night tonight.
Voters are making their final choices in states across the nation, from Georgia to Alaska. The U.S. Justice Department and technology company Apple sparred Tuesday over the government's demand that Apple unlock an iPhone used by one of the shooters in last year's California terrorist attack. FBI Director James Comey told a congressional hearing, technological advancements to keep phone information secret can also block investigators from collecting key evidence in criminal and terrorism cases.
All care about the same things, in my view. The companies care about public safety. The FBI cares about innovation and privacy. We devote our lives to trying to stop people from stealing our innovation, our secrets, and hacking into our devices. We care about the same things, which should make this, in a way, an easier conversation.
Apple's chief lawyer, though, Bruce Sewell, said the government's demand that it unlock the phone used by Syed Rizwan Farouk would, quoting now, set a dangerous precedent for government intrusion into the lives of people. Osama bin Laden predicted the demise of the Islamic State group, warning before his death that any effort by jihadists to declare a caliphate before defeating the West would be doomed to fail. That insight is one of several emerging from 113 newly declassified documents, part of a trove found by U.S. Navy SEALs during the 2011 raid on bin Laden's compound in Pakistan, in which the al-Qaeda leader was killed. The former heir apparent to Zimbabwe's long-ruling president, Robert Mugabe, has launched a new political party to challenge Mr. Mugabe's nearly four-decade hold on power. Joyce Mujuru announced the formation of the Zimbabwe People First Party Tuesday at a news conference in the capital, Harare. The 60-year-old Mujuru was removed as vice president in 2014 after accusations by Mr. Mugabe's wife that Mujuru was trying to remove Mr. Mugabe from power. The Lord Mayor of Uganda's capital, Kampala, says his re-election sends a strong message to President Yoweri Museveni that the will of the people is supreme. Erias Lukwago warned that the president and his ruling party should stop frustrating the residents of the city who want their needs and aspirations met. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.